William Rehnquist grew up in Shorewood and graduated from Shorewood High School in 1942. Dorothy Hoffman was a classmate of the man she calls Bill Rehnquist and says it wasn't obvious that he would go on to head the nation's court system.
Bill Rehnquist was just a really great guy in high school. He was bright. But then we had a lot of bright fellows in our class at Shorewood High School.
Hoffman stayed in touch with Rehnquist off and on over the years because she says the class of 42 was unusually close and held lots of reunions. Yesterday, along Oakland Avenue, just blocks from Shorewood High School, other people with decades in the community talked about Rehnquist's record as Chief Justice. Katie Juergens is a self-described conservative who says she liked most of Rehnquist's right-of-center legal opinions. Juergens even praises Rehnquist's handling of the disputed Bush-Gore election in 2000.
That thing, I don't know. I think whoever would have been Chief Justice, I think, would have been in a tight spot. I think he handled it the best he could.
But overall, Shorewood has long been one of the most liberal communities in Wisconsin. So local people like Terry Rosso mourn Rehnquist's death, but criticize his record.
Women's issues, civil rights, he didn't seem that interested. Just too conservative for me.
Rehnquist voted in the minority during the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, and some say ever since he helped lead the fight to erode abortion rights. His old high school classmate, Dorothy Hoffman, remembers a 1992 reunion when Rehnquist got an earful about his anti-abortion stance.
He got a lot of flack from a lot of the women in our class about his stand on that. And he did say, I guess I'll have to go back to Washington and think about that.
Now the calculating will be done by the Bush administration as it looks towards nominating Rehnquist's successor. It appears no one from Wisconsin is on the A-list of potential nominees. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.